We humans are born with a natural clock, an internal timekeeper that makes us sleepy at night and ready to wake up in the morning. Well, maybe a little more ready after coffee, but our circadian rhythms, as they're known, are a 24-hour cycle synced to sunrise and sunset. And people aren't the only ones with these master clocks. All living beings, from algae and bacteria to insects and mammals, have these sleep-wake cycles. You might have noticed, for example, that plants close their leaves and flowers at night. Well, Darwin noticed too.
So Darwin studied plant movement. One of his last books was actually called The Power of Movement in Plants. And he defined and named many different types of plant movement. And one of these was sleep movement, which he defined as a movement of the leaves, which has a 12-hour cycle and takes place during the night.
That's Andras Zelensky of Aarhus University. He and his colleagues recently published a paper on what happens to trees when the sun goes down. And Darwin would have probably been pretty wowed by what they found.
And first we discovered that trees have a so-called sleep movement, at least some trees do. In the birch trees that we studied, the branches move down up to 8 centimeters during the night, and then they go back to a starting position by early morning.
Darwin didn't know that branches moved because he didn't have the precision equipment to measure changes like modern scientists do. But that said, why would trees lower their branches? What's the point?
Well, there's two explanations. One would be that this is a passive thing. It's just a product of the water pressure dropping in the tree as the transport mechanism loses power with the evaporation stopping during the night.
During the day, as plants photosynthesize, water evaporates from the leaves and the tree sends water up from the roots to replenish it. At night, the sun goes down and that activity slows. And because water gives plants their shape, a lack of water in the branches and leaves causes them to slightly droop. That's one possibility. The other explanation, Zelensky says, might be what we would do if it got chilly after dark.
It has already been proven that leaves that are horizontal, they lose more energy towards an open sky in the night than leaves that are vertical. And also if a crown, a tree canopy, has a slightly smaller volume, like somebody who is cold, pulls themselves together, then they also lose less heat.
Zelensky says not all trees lower their branches, but one thing they learned from their study that all trees have in common, they have a pulse.
The pulse is supposed to actively move water upwards by contracting the stem, so reducing the volume of the trunk. And it's definitely very slow. So we're talking about, so one heartbeat would be 2 hours at the shortest, but even 4 or 5 at the longest.
So how does the tree know to do all of this? How does it decide to raise its branches in the morning? Well, it all goes back to that circadian rhythm.
Our study answers quite clearly that in sleeping trees, in all the trees where we found sleep movement, they were waking up or going back to their starting position way before the first change in the ambient light. So the trees actually know that the sun is going to come up and prepare for it.
They not only knew the sun was coming up, they set their alarm. Zelensky and his team observed that trees, like clockwork, started returning their branches to the starting position around 4 or 5 in the morning in anticipation of the sunrise. So how would this new knowledge be useful other than revealing the secret lives of trees? One might be as a potential tool for fruit growers or foresters.
One of the things we actually noticed is that trees that are already in a drying situation or where they are sort of unhealthy, they will move their branches up all night without going back to the starting position. Then I know that something's wrong with that tree before the leaves start to change yellow or something. So this could be an early warning for tree health in situations like orchards.
Whether branches are sending distress signals or simply marking time, we now know that trees aren't just quietly growing taller, they've got rhythm. For H2O Radio Science Series Making Waves, I'm Franny Halperin.